The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Thursday Night Football. Broncos, Browns, but not the Browns you know. No Baker Mayfield, no Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt for Cleveland on Thursday, but the backups did the job.
Keenum under center, I formation, drops back to pass, throws to his left, pass is caught, Johnny Stanton into the end zone, touchdown Cleveland. It's his first touchdown reception of the year. Johnny Stanton has given the Browns a 16-7 lead.
Tom McCarthy on Westwood One on the call. Keenum and company did just enough to hold off a fourth quarter comeback by the Broncos, and Cleveland gets the 17-14 win. Keenum wasn't always pretty, but D'Ernest Johnson was. 22 carries, 146 yards, and a touchdown to help the Browns end their two-game losing streak and get above 500 at 4-3. Unfortunately, it wasn't all good news for the Dog Pound yesterday, as quarterback Baker Mayfield told Jay Glazer of Fox Sports that he has a fracture in his humerus bone at the shoulder. Mayfield said the fracture is preventing his rotator cuff from firing. Quote, I need that fracture to heal for me to get back out there, Mayfield said. He hopes the fracture will heal in time for him to play next Sunday when the Browns face the Steelers. Man, that's pretty optimistic. Some quick hits for you now. Kyle Shanahan told KMBR that Jimmy Garoppolo's calf, quote, should be 100% against the Colts this week on Sunday Night Football, though he did add it takes time to get all the soreness out of the muscle and you can still see problems on some throws. Speaking of that Sunday night game, terrible news for the Colts as up-and-coming safety Justin Blackmon tore his Achilles tendon Wednesday in practice. He will be gone for the year. Also in that game, wide receiver T.Y. Hilton says he's 50-50 with a quad injury. Panthers offensive coordinator Joe Brady has been mentioned as a possible candidate at the soon-to-be-vacant LSU job. He was the passing coordinator there when Joe Burrow won his national championship. He addressed the rumors yesterday saying, quote, all those things from a coaching perspective are things I don't really pay a lot of attention to. It's one of those things that after the season I think about those things, but right now I have to do a better job at being the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers, and that's all I'm really concerned about right now. Sure it is, Joe. Disgraced former Raiders coach John Gruden made his first public comment since, quote, resigning his position with the team. He told HBO Sports, quote, people who know me know what I stand for 58 years. I have a resume of 58 years. The truth will come out. It should be noted that Gruden never denied writing the racist, homophobic, and sexist emails and has even apologized for them, so I'm not quite sure what truth he is referring to. And finally, the United States House of Representatives Oversight Committee sent a letter to Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday requesting information relating to the Washington football team investigation. The committee wants documents, communications, reports, or findings in connection with the investigation, saying in part, quote, the NFL has one of the most prominent platforms in America, and its decisions can have national implications. We hope and trust the NFL shares the committee's goal of protecting American workers from harassment and discrimination. The NFL released a statement that says, in part, we look forward to speaking with the committee soon. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, October 22nd. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well. Remember, you can catch up on everything that happened in Week 7 with our Sunday Late Night Wrap-Up show. We hit every game with the info, injuries, and post-game storylines you need to know. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday night.